Well, good afternoon and a sweet Sunday salutation to you all. This is Whitley Quickman, and joining me on location is a cold.
Wait, what?
Yes, I have a case of the sniffles. So no kissing, Tad.
Kind of a strange time to start flirting there, bud.
Well, I wasn't flirting, Tad. It was just a playful little verbal joust.
Yeah, well, why don't you just joust someplace else?
Yes. Well, with me here, as always, is Tad Bilchner. And as luck and lifted interdome travel bans would have it, we are reporting to you live this afternoon straight from Cured Meat Park, right here in the center of scenic Cheesdale. This, of course, is the home of the Fountain of Immortality, newly renamed the Fountain of Ruth, after Ruth Ann Marie Bilchner, the once little-known explorer who later became the celebrated lead explorer, best known for helping transport life-giving spring waters from deep within the swamplands of southern Florida to this newly christened fountain back in 1952. The rejuvenating water that once filled up the Cheesdale Fount has long since dried up, but is still believed to be the source of Ruth's remarkable longevity. At 100 years young, we are all here this afternoon in special celebration of this unique civic landmark and also this eponymous centenarian, who also happens to be the grandmother of WLFC's very own aforementioned Tad Bilchner.
Hi, Nana.
Ah, here she is now, Miss Ruth Ann Marie Bilchner. Now, Miss Bilchner has graciously agreed to answer a few questions before the ceremony begins. Miss Bilchner...
Please, there's no need for that kind of formality. My mother was Miss Bilchner. You're welcome to use my given name.
Well, I'll be honest. I've never been sure if your given name is Ruth Ann Marie Bilchner, Ruth Ann Marie Bilchner, or Ruth Ann Marie Bilchner.
Aren't you a sweetie pie? Ruth will be just fine, thank you.
You're very welcome. And may I just start by thanking you, young lady, for taking time away from the event preparations still going on behind us to chat with us today.
Young lady, why, I declare, I'll be 101 in March.
Well, that's what they tell me, but gosh, you look like you're pushing 30.
Pushing 30? Into what, a scrapbook?
No, I mean it. You look as young and fair now as...
Hold it, Quickman. Are you flirting with my Nana now?
Well, it's just such a remarkable thing.
Yeah. So she's my 30-something-looking 100-year-old grandmother. Deal with it. Ask the questions already or I'm taking over.
If Mr. Quickman wants to flirt, let him flirt. Where's the harm in that?
Hold on.
It really wouldn't be such a bad thing, Mr. Quickman, if you were flirting, I mean.
Nana!
Please, call me Whitley.
Oh, come on, you two. Oh, this is so wrong.
Look at you. Hush up now, Tadward. I'm not going to let you make me miss my chance to be interviewed by the so-handsome and debonair Whitley Quickman.
Oh, gosh. Please stop, Miss Bilchner. You're making me blush.
What's wrong with a little blushing? This is radio, after all.
Oh, you're both making me sick.
Be quiet, Tad.
Oh, for the love of... Come on! Whitley, get your head out of your Ponce de Leon and just start the interview already.
Well, speaking of Ponce de Leon... Ruth, this water that you and your team brought back from Florida so many years ago and used to fill the basin of this fountain here, would we be correct in saying that it is in fact water siphoned from the legendary Fountain of Youth of old?
Actually...
Duh! That's why they're calling it the Fountain of Ruth. Believe it or not, Ripley, it's a play on words.
Oh, I believe it. I'll bring it up again. How many 100-year-olds look this good?
Ugh. You're not the only one bringing something up.
Actually, Whitley, it's not true.
It's not.
No, it's not true. I've never told anyone this before, but I just don't think I could lie to those big brown eyes.
Oh my God!
Well, it's true that my expedition first set off for the mystical regions of Florida in order to discover the famed Fountain of Youth. We were, alas, unsuccessful.
You mean?
That's right. We never found it. The water that flows in the fountain before you is, and always has been, just plain old well water from Cheesdale.
Really?
But then how do you explain the fact that you still appear to be the exact age you were when you first returned to Cheesdale 70 years ago?
While I was conducting my search in the mysterious Floridian waters, I fell in love with a merman who, at the time, was being taken care of by a witch doctor who moved to the area from Louisiana 20 years prior. The witch doctor cautioned me that mermen live much longer than humans, and that our love was bound to be a tragic one. In a flash of desperate passion and youthful impulsivity...
Impulsiveness. Impulsivity isn't a word.
According to the OED, both conjugations are correct.
Oh my god.
Anyway, within the reckless throes of my broken heart, I grabbed the witch doctor's ceremonial dagger, a Scandinavian number from Scandinavia, and proclaimed, "If I can't live the rest of my life loving him, then I choose not to live at all." Before I could permanently sheath the dagger in my breast,
jeez, Nana,
the witch doctor stayed my reckless hand and made me this promise. "I know a spell," he said, "that will considerably slow down the natural processes of time so that you and your love can be together forever." And with that, he whipped up a special concoction of chicken blood and alligator seed, and with a mysterious incantation...
I'm sorry, alligator what now?
And that seemed to do the trick.
Oh, my sweet gag-inducing salmonella!
And so I swore my team to secrecy and covertly transported the merman back to Cheesedale in a tank of his native waters. The obvious release point, it seemed to me, was the body of water now known to you as Beelzebub Slough. When the denizens of Cheesedale began to question me about the empty tank of water I had brought back from the expedition, I fabricated the story about it being a sample of the mystical healing waters we had been seeking. The mayor insisted we dump the sample into the public fountain to sustain the youth of all the people of Cheesedale. That, combined with my conspicuous lack of aging, gave rise to the legend of the Fountain of Ruth being celebrated today.
Wow. Isn't that something?
As it turns out, the concoction's effects were not permanent, and I was bound to consume another dose every couple of years.
Ugh. Is that why your soups always tasted so weird?
In my resoluteness...
Resolution. Oh, no, she was right again.
In my resoluteness, however, I may have overdone things a little. Instead of slowing the aging process, the sweet cordial seems to have brought mine to a halt, and I can't age past 30, which might explain why my 50-year-old grandson has the emotional maturity of a 12-year-old. And gills.
I don't have gills! Oh, wait. Is that what these are?
Yes!
Wow. And so, I suppose we have all gathered here today to celebrate an event that never actually happened.
That's right. And if it's all right with you, Mr. Quickman, I mean, Whitley, I'd prefer that you don't air this story until the ribbon-cutting ceremony and the pictures of me with the plaque have concluded. Until that time, I'd appreciate your utmost discretion.
Nana.
Actually, Miss Bilchner, we are live on the air right now. Nothing I can do or say could stop this story from breaking wide open. Well, across the county, anyway. There's a government lockdown on all transmissions from under the dome.
Wait! Are you telling me my grandfather is that frickin' anti-establishment, politics-disrupting, miscreant merman from Poowater Pond? Well, I guess that explains my love of fish sticks and women with tentacles.
Tadward, if I've learned anything in my 100 years, it's that love is love. I, for one, don't care which side of the boat your barnacle's on.
Tentacles, Nana! I like women with tentacles!
Well, we're almost out of time. But I think, yes, it looks like the ceremony is about to begin.
Why do I tag along with these things? I mean, what's the point of doing these broadcasts? It's only just gonna get me teed off.
Well, if I'm being honest, Tad, I sometimes wonder that too.
And a quick question for the cute Quickman.
Ask me anything.
I was merely wondering if you had any plans after the ceremony?
Yep, he does!
Oh, well, but what about the merman of Beelzebub Slough? Far be it from me to...
There are plenty of different kinds of boats in the sea, Mr. Quickman, and plenty of barnacles. Bring a life jacket and you'll be fine.
Oh, I really shouldn't. I have a cold.
Until then, Mr. Quickman.
Tad, was your Nana suggesting...
What do you think, Quickie? With a mystical everlasting merman waiting for her in the pond, did you really think she was just gonna settle down with just the two of you for some pad thai and tequila Tuesday at Quick Manor?
Well, I thought...
Want to know what you were imagining.
Quick Manor? Quick Manor. I like that.
Oh, stop it.
It beats the wit pit.
Oh, that's it. Everybody, this is the end of the 2 o'clock broadcast.
I'm Quickly Stiffman. Oh gosh. I mean, I'm Stiffly Quickman.
He's Whitley Quickman, and I'm Tad Bilchner Fishman.
So does that mean that your dad was born as a tadpole?
Wit, so help me.
No, wait, is that why your name is Tad?
Wit?
I knew you were hatched.
Oh, son of a...
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.